learning how to use, we as surgeons, and of course we work with the medical oncology team, and in some settings the medical oncologist basically controls access to drugs. Doesn't happen to be true in my particular clinical setting, but we're continuing to learn about the important drugs that the surgeon would utilize to sterilize not just the site where the big cancer is, but all the other little nooks and crannies that exist throughout the abdomen and pelvis. And this is just, for example, a standard pharmacologic study of intraperitoneal adriamycin, doxorubicin. And it's a phenomenal drug for use in the peritoneal cavity. When we put it in at 15 milligrams per meter squared, which is about 10 mics per ml. That's 30 milligrams and 3 liters of fluid. Very simple, 30 milligrams and 3 liters of warm chemotherapy solution, and we have this incredible high level of exposure to a new target. Yes, this is targeted therapy for cancer. Our target now is that intermediate layer between the peritoneal fluid and the body compartment. We're targeting that intermediate layer with this chemotherapy. And the level of drug systemically is really negligible. It's not going to cause major complications. And look what happens to the doxorubicin in the tumor nodules. Well, the drug is actually taken up by the tumor nodule and stored in the nucleus and stays there. And it's a wonderful drug for intraperitoneal administration. By pharmacology, it's one of the best drugs that we could possibly use. It's cheap, it's available, and doesn't, at this concentration, 30 milligrams in 3 liters, doesn't really do any harm. Mitomycin.